back in the States.
Yep, there's a hound. WFMU, East Orange. Yeah, so far so bad. Anyway, that was Billy the Kid with Crazy Guitar, the Twisters with Cat Talk, to Jaguars and Jaguar, Jack and the Rippers with Heart Attack, open up at the Reekers and Grinding. Anyway, what do we got in store for you today? All the usual things, cheap shots at easy targets. We're going to do some news, a vibe report somewhere around 4:30. Who killed Roy Orbison? Let's see.
I was all right.
We were thinking about doing
it.
Il Bruce is here, the hardest working lazy guy in show business.
For a while. Folks, Roy isn't dead. He's gone back to his planet.
Right. Maybe. I forgot to put together the Sam Cooke tribute, but we're going to try to scrounge one together.
Happy death day for the big guy.
Yep.
I was just searching through WFMU's vast gospel collection, and it looks like we can add another name to the list of missing records.
Really? The MIA's. Gospel Stars in Concert is gone? That's another one I went out and got for the station.
It's not exactly the most thoroughly filed section of the library there.
Yeah, we'll try to dig it up. If not, we'll reenact it for you.
So, folks, for those of you playing at home, I get the score for First Blood on Dirty Laundry, okay?
Right. There's something happening in the Echo channel, but it's not Echo. We're going to have to go fix that. Anyway.
Not. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Jump back, Jack, and one time to the Chicken Shack.
Thank you.
got $20. There might be some horny broad at this party with enough self-respect to be wearing a pair of high heels.
Look for me, baby, on that choo-choo train. Look for me, baby, on that choo-choo train.
Ah, coming home again.
Can't live without you, so now I'm coming home. Can't live without you, so now I'm coming home.
Never.
Well, now you hear that train rolling down the tracks. Well, the wheels are turning with the click and the clack. Oh, well, my heart is clicking and a clacking it too. Oh, well, the train is taking me straight to you.
Well, the wow, loud and plain.
I love that joyful sound. I love that whistle. I love that joyful sound. Mister, blow that whistle coming round the bend so my baby will know that I'm coming in. Down that track, throttle, open wide.
Wake everybody in the countryside.
Wow, loud and free.
I wish that guy with the sax would give up.
Mary's and I asked her for a day. She said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my pony, cause I'm moving. Hey, child. Say, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a telling you, Jack. Got a pony, I don't gotta look back. Hey, child.
Car. Shut the door, turn the key, pull the gear, mash the pedal to the floor,
and you're moving. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm a telling you, Jack, I've got a pony, I don't got a little bag. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There'll be brand new style, enough to drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That Bonnie Bill is the last Pontiac boy in school.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get it.
Up on the floor, you don't have to worry because the knock is on the door. Well, come on now, we'll jump into the heart of town. You're tired of worrying because there ain't no cops around.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the hound. Yep.
What the hell's going on with the echo?
It was working. Did you sure you hit play and record?
Yes, I did. Well, I hit feedback, too.
Oh, thank you. Well,
we got just a beautiful broadcast epiphany going in here because the outside monitors are rumbling like an Edison wax cylinder.
Oh, really?
The echo's not working, and we're feeding back.
Well, what can I tell you? That was Lafayette Thomas with Jumping in the Heart of Town.
We are. He ended up life as a pipe fitter. No, a hose assembler, so things could be worse for us. We are working on that treatment, the Lafayette Thomas story, featuring Bob Quine as Mr. Thing Lafayette Thomas himself. Andre Williams, by request, our all-time request leader there with Moving.
Uh-huh.
The Cardinals and Choo Choo, Charlie Lucas with Walking, Amos Milburn, and Chicken Shack also by request. Anyway, I guess we should do some news. It's hard to do. That's almost echo, right? That's something like it.
No, that's feedback.
Anyway, from the Ebless desk, radio station WCVJ in Cincinnati, which went all Elvis in August, reports an 800% increase in ad revenue. So you program directors, take note.
Get with it.
From the Jerry Lee Lewis desk, Jerry Lee was the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Parade in Hernando, Mississippi, riding in a little red Corvette. He later got an onstage visit from Dennis Quaid, who was portraying the killer in the upcoming crummy movie Great Balls of Fire. Quaid called Jerry Lee my hero. Guess he's not a wife or a creditor. And getting to the Media Star of the Year update.
What up with that?
Well, they all seem to be getting their face in for that. You know, it looks like Larry Davis is way in the front. So
I don't know.
He's been laying low, but the rest of them have been really trying to make up for it with their antics coming into the new year. We announced that, I guess, on January the 7th or something.
Yeah.
Our first show in January, we'll be out of here. We won't be here on New Year's Eve, I don't think. James Brown, he did a benefit concert in Augusta, Georgia, as a condition for his no-contest plea in the PCP possession charge. 400 people showed up in the 7,500-seat hall. So he's a...
Oops. Yep, it was one of those Keith Richards concerts for the deaf, huh?
Right, the hardest working man on PCP, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Mr. Please, please, please put the gun down.
Roy Innes, he's been he's in the running also, and he's thriving on his new fame he's acquired as being a talk show bully.
Talk show wrestler, yeah.
The other night he was joined by Henny Youngman, Andy Stein, and Ben Ward at a party at Castillo's for attorney Harry Lipsig. He... clowned around with a photographer posing with other guests, recreating his famous chokehold he used on a famous Nazi.
And then bloodied a busboy.
It went over the best with writer Anthony Hayden Guest, who likes to greet old friends by wrapping his hands around their throats, his friends' throats, it seems. But I think who made the biggest splash this week and who was far and away in last place in the running and might have picked up a few points here is Sucrete Gable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My future bride.
Right. The star of the Best Mess launched her singing career the other night at El Morocco. She included a version of Gilbert and Sullivan's Let the Punishment Fit the Crime.
And she amused people by talking to herself in between songs.
According to Sally Randall, who was quoted here for some reason, she can't sing, but she's very funny in front of the microphone.
I'll bet. She can't act either, but she was hilarious in front of those news cameras.
Right. There was some light applause and giggling as Sucrete gave a breathy rendition of Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to columnist Michael Musto.
Mr. President.
She's too bizarre for me, said February Penthouse pet Joanne Cimarita.
I wonder if I'm too bizarre for her.
She sounded like someone who was singing while someone was squeezing her tightly. Sucrete, 39. I didn't realize she was that old.
Yeah.
Loved every minute in the spotlight as much as she seemed to love testifying against her mother on the witness stand.
39 years old and still looking for a summer job.
Right. Sucrete insisted that she be taken seriously. Broadway sounds great, but I've never been to Vegas. And if you see this outfit she's wearing, another radio psych gag here, a big zebra which is stretched out of shape. It looked like it was supposed to be a normal zebra, but
fashion editor Dee Dee from Spin is going to try and struggle with this one, folks. We're going to hold it up to the microphone. If you look into your radio, you can see it.
Hey, the echo's back.
Yay.
Woo! Thank you, Andy. Gag. Andy, the bartender, ladies and gentlemen.
We need heavy echo for the zebra. Yay! All right. Woo! Sucrete.
Yes.
All right. Now envision this. It starts with the top of her head. Of course, the background is zebra, of course, you know, hung on the wall. But Sucrete's head, it matches. I think they put her there on purpose. And then it starts at the top of the zebra's head, which is where her clavicle would be, I guess that's what you'd call it. And then the ears spread out to her shoulders, which are very broad. To say the
but
least.
It's around the nose part that it gets real distorted.
The nose, because it's heading down into the area that I can't mention on the radio. Mm-hmm. And the two eyes of the zebra are stretched tightly over her bosoms, which are sort of scary, actually. And then her stomach juts out underneath the two eyes into the sort of, like, nostril flaring of the zebra. You really have to see this.
Because the zebra looks like he's rutting in heat because basically his poor face is being totally distorted by this woman's beer keg-like body.
He looks angry. Let's just leave it at that. She's the it girl.
Yep.
True.
Anyway, what else is in the news today?
Sucrete, too sweet, and she's single.
Another one of our favorite easy targets.
Yeah.
Bozo the Mayor.
Yay. From the dump koch desk.
Right. It seems he wants the homeless to pay for their shelters.
Now, wait a second. I shouldn't struggle with the logic. Go ahead.
We have people making hundreds of dollars a week living out of these shelters. You know, these guys who... the mayor wants people to pay to live in homeless shelters up to $125 a month. It's not much. I mean, I don't pay much more than that. No, $215 a month to live in a homeless shelter. Now, I only pay $207 a rent.
Hot and cold running TV, it works.
You know, if you've ever seen a men's shelter, folks, it's as scary as Rikers Island. It's a terrifyingly violent and evil place to spend the night. Most bums do prefer the street. But Bozo the mayor here, who had a big hand in forcing people out of their homes by selling the city to these real estate developing cretins, he wants a He wants to charge these people to stay in the city shelters and not freeze to death this winter.
Well, you know how the street is also city property, so it only seems fair that they should pay to sleep on the street.
Well, that's
maybe
a better idea,
up to,
yeah.
Up to $125 a month for sleeping on the street and $215
well, they
for
can
the
charge,
shelter.
Well, they can charge more for the grills over the subway because hot air comes out of
ground
it.
Ground floor studio.
Yeah.
View. Studio with view.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Convenient to mass transit.
We should go back to some more music or something.
We should also shut the booth door in the next on mic segment because we're feeding back.
We can do that. Yeah, we'll go through the renouncements one time. There isn't really much going on this week. Mm. Tonight, the Sun Rhythm section is over at the Lone Star Cafe. They're definitely worth seeing. The Soul Assassins, which is the staff of High Times Magazine at the Big Kahuna tomorrow night. And anybody who went to the High Times Christmas party, the best for the future reference, the best way to get rid of a nitric oxide hangover, take 2 Excedrin PMs before you go to bed and Advils when you wake up.
Thank you.
I think it's like that, you know, that soccer match they had in Germany or whatever. There's still people trying to find their way home for that High Times party.
No doubt about
it. Hi, I think I live here. Do you know who I am?
There's a benefit for See Here Tuesday at CBGB's, Tuesday the 13th, Sonic Youth and Ball. That's to pay for the flood that damaged all of the back issues of Option Magazine over at See Here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the maternity bills for Ted's upcoming little bundle of joy.
Yeah.
And there's another See Here benefit that the A-Bones are playing at. When is that one? Is that Nightingale's?
Whenever they tell me to bring the guitar. It's at Nightingale's.
The A-Bones have a gig this week?
I think we're supposed to play next week, but they're being kind of weird about it.
So we won't have to plug that one?
No.
Okay, let's... what do we got queued up here? Oh, yeah. This is a good, we haven't heard this one before. Dinky Doo, as in I'm Not Your...
Together with the Everly Brothers, coming through with Chrysler Plymouth. Don't miss the new Plymouth Duster. It's the big difference in small cars.
The exciting new Duster does.
Say, Daddy, what are you doing there?
Oh, man, shoot. You're doing the hookies.
Cool, Daddy. It's cool.
Oh, baby, oh.
steps forward, you walk three steps back, you stand and face your partner, turn back to back, you snap your fingers, turning left and right, your partner, man, it's really alright.
Oh, baby, oh, 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 I'm doing that.
To the left, you shuffle to the right, put your knees together and you tap real light, then you clap your hands and turn around and about and make a wiggle and then you shout,
oh baby, oh,
oh, I am doing that. One a foot and a, then you glide, you grab your partner and swing on out. That's what the Ookie Ookie's all about.
Oh, baby,
oh, 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 I am doing that.
The talented touch of Plain Eddie and his amazing Gretsch guitar with the hit record The Lonely One. Have you ever wanted to play like that? Have you ever considered a career as a recording artist? You can, you know. Dick Lurie has taught thousands to play guitar and has starred on many records. The Dick Lurie Guitar Studios teaches only guitar. And for just $38, you can be on your way. Here's what you get. 10 private half-hour lessons with Dick Lurie. 2 guitar books, a guitar for your own use. And part of that $38 can be applied toward the purchase of the Gretsch guitar Dwayne Eddie plays. Think of it. In just 10 lessons, you can play The Lonely One and other favorites. Call Dick Lurie at Superior 12064. That's Superior 12064. Be a star in your group this summer. Amaze your friends when school begins this fall. Call Dick Lurie at Superior 12064. 2 studios downtown in Lyndhurst. Call now. No obligation. Superior 12064.
Like glow.
Close now, Peachy Keens, while we brag just a little about the rings they got at Green's. I tell you, you like it. It's a beautiful thing. What do we mean? You know, the going steady ring. That circle of gold whose style imparts a high-class luster to intertwine hearts of your choice of yellow or real white gold. When you see them, you're going to be sold on the going steady ring or maybe the necklace design. They got them both down there in the Green jewelry line. Incredible, but true, man live. You can buy one for your girl for just $12.95. And if you don't have the cash, go on and take a peek, because Mr. Green will trust you. Only 50 cents a week is all it takes. Don't get lost, for goodness sakes. Remember the address. That's Green, 726 Euclid, next to the hip of the hill. See it going steady? And you'll want to take it home.
Bob, mop, 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 Bill, Bob, mop, 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 Bill, Bob, mop, 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 Bill, Bob, mop, 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 mop. If you Bill, Bob, mop, mop, stop, I'll blow my top, blow top, blow top. Boom, bam, you big ham, you got me in a jam. Now you want to slam, but baby, don't you ever stop, mop, mop. Baby, don't you ever stop, mop, mop. Bill, bop, boom, bam. Baby, don't you ever stop, mop, 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 mop. One was a little bit with a big mop. One was a big bop with a little mop. Bill, bop, mop, 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 mop. Baby, don't you ever stop. Bill, bop, mop, 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 mop. 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 If you bill, bop, mop, mop, stop, I blow my top, blow top, blow top. One was a little bit with a big mop. One was a big bop with a little mop. Bip, bop, mop, 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 mop. Baby, don't you ever stop. Bip, bop, mop, 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 mop. 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 If you bip, bop, mop, mop, stop, I'll blow my top, blow top, blow top. If you bip, bop, mop, mop, stop, I'll blow my top, blow top, blow top.
Slipping on a sliding Gene Noble with the good word on Royal Crown Hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I goes just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on Royal Crown Hairdressing. Even old Long Tall Sally uses it. And you know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that Royal Crown look, cause, man, huh, she's got it.
I never let you go.
baby, baby, please.
Back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hounds. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. From what take it from the top, it sounds better. Dinky doo, ooky ook, oomp boomp, vip vop, and boo. A lot of thought goes into this show, you know?
Yeah.
Like about 40 seconds worth before I leave the house. And the artists were from the top, Eddie Bo, the Penguins, the Rhythmatics, the Isley Brothers, and Little Richard. Royal Crown Hairdressing. What else is going on here today?
Well, yes, and folks, today's show is brought to you by Royal Crown Hairdressing and the folks at New Nile.
In Reverbo. That Royal Crown, though, it's good.
Yeah, it works. It keeps it down, man.
That's how you get the white chicks. Should we get back to some more news?
Yeah, what do you got?
Kooky New York City Police Department.
No, those knuckleheads.
Those guys at the 113th Precinct who write great memos to each other, by the way. Anyway, the new boss of Queens's beleaguered 113th Precinct has asked his officers to stop wearing off-duty jackets emblazoned with the station house nickname Fort Despair. Cops at the station house in South Jamaica have long called it Fort Despair, a reference to the high crime rate and low morale in the precinct. Many of these cops wear these jackets. They're black satin and say Fort Despair on them. They cost $40, and on the front of the left breast pocket is an overflowing beer mug right where your name should, with your name over it. And I think we should get one for Il Bruce.
Can we get them?
Isn't this an attractive item? They don't show you beer mug, but
if I could get the mustache up, I'd be a pretty cop-looking guy.
Yeah, speaking of which,
pig-eyed Mick.
3 months into it, how's those sideburns coming along? Let's get a look at them.
Well, somebody was offering. I was talking to Jerry Brown, and well, never. I should push them.
No, they're looking good. They're looking.
They're there.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it's, you know. Pull one hair out, and I think.
Well, it's not Engelbert Humperdinck, but it's, you know, it's definitely not Michael J. Fox. Anyway,
small favors.
We got some news over there
from the dining desk. Cops wing it. Cook goose, a pigeon poacher.
Oh, squab anybody?
A bright young reporter at the Post named Jennifer Rowland wrote this. Pigeon poacher. Oh God, Domiano Parasmo.
Vip vop.
Didn't even squawk yesterday when police arrested him for the third time for grabbing birds off the streets. He said, "I'll let them go if you want," said Officer Michael Losardo. We said, "Too late for that." Good job, Officer Losardo. Losardo and his partner, Sergeant Ralph Pasculo, spotted Parasmo, 73.
Love trying to pronounce cops' names.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know. Dribbling bird seed on the ground near the Williamsburg Bridge. When an unsuspecting pigeon pecked at the seed, Parasmo would pounce with a 5-foot net and put it into his station wagon, Losardo said. I think the net said Acme Net Company on it. Yes. Parasmo, who said he is homeless, had about 50 pigeons stashed in the car when he was arrested, cops said. They were turned over to the ASPCA. Parasmo told cops...
What do you think the ASPCA is going to do with these pigeons?
I don't know. Feed them to the dogs. Parasmo told cops he sells the birds to restaurants and poultry shops, which presumably don't inform their customers that they're dining on a bird tough enough to have lived in New York streets. God.
Pigeon, rats with wings.
Yeah, so let's go over to a local Avenue A eatery and get the Cornish hen tonight.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of not informing customers,
Didi.
Did you guys read the Dr. Love article yesterday? I unfortunately don't have it with me, but I...
Dr. Mike Love?
No. Dr. Love, he's a gynecologist. This brings to mind the Twin Gynos movie, Twin Junkie Gynos.
What a great movie.
Yeah. Well, this is sort of like real life.
Celebration of the human spirit.
This is sort of a real life experience. You know, this man who was nicknamed by himself Dr. Love was responsible for...
The experimental surgery on like...
for 12 women who
did
not inform them that he was reconstructing their private parts, like the women who ended up with their...
A medicine-inspired profession.
He's been described as the Frank Lloyd Wright of gynecological surgery.
By men. Well, that's
not the instrument, it's you, lady.
Exactly.
Anyway.
You're sick.
U.S. maintains cultural links to Nicaragua.
Bomb them with Budweiser. That's what I've always said.
Well, such a link is Clarence Gatemouth Brown, a really great guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
He got sent down to Nicaragua, and here, as it says in the New York Times, he gazed into the yawning crater of the Masaya volcano and watched the steam rise from its bowels of the earth. He felt a song being born. A volcano boogie, it could be, he said.
A rare glimpse into the mind of a musician at work.
Yes. Exactly. Mr. Boogie Uproar himself. He's a really great guitar player.
He is amazing.
He never uses his first finger. He's still pretty great. The trip has literally changed my life. Back home, we have choices about our lives. But down here, there's so much poverty, it's a fight just to survive. I've never been so moved by any place I've seen. Americans gripe so much. They don't know what the outside world is like. There's so much misunderstanding. We're down here to say to the people of Nicaragua, we are the majority American culture. It's not just a Yankee imperialist pig thing.
The Yankee imperialist pig thing.
As George Bush himself might have called it.
Yeah, exactly. Pine's lexicologists, take note.
Yeah. Oh. We'll do one more. We'll get the big paper out.
Then we're going to get back to the Yankee imperialist music thing.
Yes.
Ozark. Big dirty rag.
I like this one. Ozark schools the whole dance at last. This is from Purdy, Missouri, not very far from our Outback Vibe spot, Springfield, Missouri.
Is that near the Kansas border? That's like Jesse James country, isn't it?
Hey, now what happened to cassette deck 2?
Oh, shit.
There it is. The smile seemed brighter, the steps seemed lighter, and quicker than usual in the halls of Purdy High School these days. It seems it's an historic affair, the first school dance ever held in Purdy, a town of 960 residents. The dance will be taking place with a federal court's blessing, despite opposition from ministers of this buckle on the Bible Belt community. It's also a victory dance, as a Springfield rock group has recorded a song that tells why, with the lines, Purdy Dirty Dancing. The school board says no, 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 but Judge Russell Clark says go Cats go.
Woo! Yeah.
Is that tonight?
Tonight I guess it is.
Let's head out there.
It's tonight. It seems that the students have been fighting since 1986 to have a dance, and these ministers in the town don't want it because they say it's sinful and dirty.
They're right.
And rock and roll wins out in the state of Missouri. And I'm sure Lou Whitney and Jim Wenderley and all our pals will be there.
Rongo.
Looking for underage girls.
Maybe we could get back to the children's book story.
Excuse me, you gotta get closer to the mic.
Maybe in the future in the show we can get back to the kids' drug story. LSD story.
We can do that. That's a long one. You want to do it now?
No, I think we should go back to the music.
Yes. I think it's time for a blues hangover.
Definitely. Right. Maybe a blues vomiting session.
It's too cold to it's too cold to go out and look for a hangover cure.
I'm a ring man. I got everything. So don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my head, cause I just got a red brushes. Her. I never shined bright. How would you like for you to shine tonight? You can knock me down, drag me day and night, but if you touch this head, Jack, you gotta fight. So don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head, cause I just got a red buzzer. Down a mic. If you test
left his head, you'll hear a left and right, up both sides, your head. Up both sides, your head. I go upside your head, cause you two of my red crosses.
Dolomite is my name, and f***ing up motherfuckers is my game.
Is a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well,
thank you.
even down your neck.
Suffering from shock. Things were whirling around in my head. I couldn't make myself think right. All I could think of was the guy with the saxophone and what he was playing. It wasn't a love song. It was a dirge.
What's the next one, Jimmy?
You name of my plan. Every name of my plan.
Just do anything. Anything come across your mind.
Say, John, I'm missing the treasure from your lady, but I don't wanna.
Okay, stand by.
Track nine.
John, look at you sitting in that corner. Oh, John, I can talk to you later, but I don't wanna. Oh, John, I know they call you Big Bad John. Oh, John, John, call on the telephone. Now, John, I know your lady ain't even home. Now, oh, John, come on, ask you what's going on. Oh, shipping and I don't mean maybe. Oh, John, I know they call you Big Bad John.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Ham, WFMU, East Orange. Concluding our blues hangover with the greatest of all geniuses, Jimmy Reed, having a little fun in the studio there with O'John. Heard Houston Stackhouse with Big Fat Mama Blues, send that one out to Sioux Creek Gable. Big Walter with Jumpin' Blues, John Lee Hooker with Dimples in Your Jaw, by request. J.B. Lenoir with Don't Touch My Head, also by request. Of course, those were last week's requests, because when you request the song, first off, the chances are I'm not going to play it, but if I do it, if it's something
especially if it's Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of idiots are out there? And then people don't even listen to the show. They go, can I hear Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads?
Can you play something from the Grateful Dead?
Come here and I can stick it. No, never mind. We're trying to be nice. I've been told I have a bad attitude by about 5 people this week. No kidding. Yes. No, this is the new Hound.
So misunderstood.
Creature of soft colors and
poor baby.
Poetry. Ha, yes.
Barney Badger and Horace Hedgehog. And
anyway, we can do a little. Do a little more canoes.
Here's an idea.
The National Rifle Association coloring book story.
Well, it wasn't really a story. It's a beautiful photo in this morning's Post. So go down to the newsstand. Bundle up. Go down to the newsstand. And get a copy. Effort to pursue microphone sight gags here, I'll describe it for you all. Really cute little kid grinning over actually an exceptional job she did coloring in these pictures. It's like all inside the lines and everything. The caption reads, color her cute. Stephanie Rogers 7 shows off her National Rifle Association coloring book, the Christian Liberty Academy in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Phew, boy, I smell the posse comitata somewhere in there. Distributed the books promoting gun safety to kids from kindergarten through 5th grade. The book has been criticized by officials who say the NRA has no role in education. Now, I'm here to dispute that. As a member myself, I think it's really helpful that this coloring book, it's got 2 pictures, one of which is 2 kids talking to their mother, and the caption is, Mommy, we found a gun. And the second picture, they're all hugging, and Mommy's saying, I'm proud of you for telling me so I could put it away.
Mm-hmm.
The following page has one kid winging the other one, and Mommy's saying that she's proud because it didn't hit a major artery or organ.
Right.
Folks, that's what I want for Christmas. You want to do us a favor, send us a couple of NRA coloring books.
Right. To Il Bruce, care of the Hound, care of WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange.
Orange, New Jersey.
07012, something like that.
Sounds good. An NRA coloring book. If you can't find one, make your own.
07092. I don't know.
Figure it out.
Yankees to desert free TV. Another good reason to move to another part of the country.
Mm.
Going, gone. The New York Yankees are the first Major League Baseball team to sell off all of its television rights to cable when they announced a 12-year deal with the Madison Square Garden Network. It seems WPIX, which has carried the Yankees for the last 38 years, will broadcast 75 games each of the next 2 years under their existing contract. Beginning in 1991, MSG has exclusive rights to 150 games a season. The package value was not announced, but a source familiar with the deal said it was worth $500 million to that slimy greed monger, George Steinbrenner. Well, folks, we can only hope for that lone madman with a gun. So if you're thinking about killing yourself, you might want to take out George first.
Here's what we're going to do. One of our brave member of the Radio Hound listening family is going to get George in a quiet moment, kill him, and carve like that missing foundation upside down champagne glass thing in his forehead to completely blur the issue and cover your tracks. There'll be no problem.
Yeah, there you go.
And phone some sort of weird anonymous tip to Mike Taibbi.
1933.
Yeah, exactly. This is Berlin, 1933. George's forehead.
What happened in Berlin in 1933?
The Nazis took over.
Oh, that was the year? I thought it was the year.
It was a big year.
Anyway, I got another news story sitting right here.
Which desk is this from?
The jukebox desk.
Ooh.
See, it seems that these CD jukeboxes have been popping up everywhere. Bob Green calls these guys on it because they're basically there's not that many good albums ever made. I mean, really, rock and roll was not made to be heard on albums. Sometimes you get an album that's got a couple of good songs on it, fine. But, you have a CD jukebox so you can play all of Led Zeppelin 4 or all of,
U2, Rattle and Hum.
Infidels by Bob Dylan or some other piece of turd.
And, you know, so you can't go in there and hit, like, you know, if you go to the Great Jones, you can hit Don and Dewey and then...
Buck Owens.
Yeah, Buck Owens and Doug Somm and hear all this great stuff. But those things are disappearing, you know, and you have basically one of these new CD jukeboxes takes compact discs instead of 45s. The CDs, they're lined up in the jukebox, and the patron is expected to move these metal levers from left to right to hook the proper CD with a metal lever. This is not easy.
It takes get drunk and try it, folks.
Takes about 5 minutes to do this, to examine them. It's like an amusement park game where you pick it up with the steam shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this progress is not only that, but you have to, in order to play a full CD, you're required to deposit, get this, $5.
Whoa.
Right. So, you know.
A perfect album, son.
And, I mean, he's talking about some of the things they had on here. I mean, you put it $5 and then, you press enter, then you have to select disc number, then press enter, then press zero, and then you can hear all of, even if you just want to hear one or two songs, you have to, you sort of have to play the whole album on a lot of these. So this guy played all of Live Bullet. But accidentally, he figured that was the only thing he could even stand to hear. But he put in the wrong command and heard Ann Murray.
Oh!
A whole Ann Murray album in a bar.
Now, there is a classic.
Can you imagine
album,
how to ruin an atmosphere?
All Ann Murray weekend.
Yep.
It's trashed the Vatesack for me, that and getting thrown out of there under threat of death.
Yeah. Anyway, so it seems on this date in history, Sam Cooke was died. He was plugged in the stomach with a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that a Eurasian, not exactly. See, people say he was murdered trying to rape a white woman. Is the basic thing that they claim. First off, she was Eurasian, so I guess that doesn't make her exactly a white woman. Second off, it's pretty unlikely that Sam Cooke had to rape anybody. I mean, Sam Cooke obviously had more women than, you know, the entire U.S. Army would know what to do with. So,
true.
So there you go. But we're going to
Joint Chiefs, anyway.
We were going to put together a Sam Cooke tribute, but we decided we're going to play one song. This is a live version of Nearer to Thee by the Soul Stirrers, 1953. You tell me, with this guy, is this the kind of guy who would rape a woman? I think it was a conspiracy. I think the mafia got him in some kind of management contract deal.
Well,
because he was
his breath did smell like gasoline.
He did manage to like tell all of his managers to go screw and everybody, Hugo and Luigi. He was trying to break away from them, two mafia slimes, if there ever was. Anyway, here we go with Nearer to Thee. Fade it in.
I'm gonna live on through the time. I need so long and all. But let me get nearer. I wanna get a little bit nearer to me at all. And come on, on.
I wanna be.
Trouble is one thing that comes into everybody's life sometimes. And even the rich now and the poor life help me on. They do not always have peace of mind. But my God told me these trials would come on. So I decided that my God will be done.
I'll never give up every day.
I wanna get there.
Father, let me get
there.
I tell him, Lord, I'll be alright if I can get there. Doing, having it all. I dreamt out one morning. I found mother with a phone.
up toward the sky. I saw the tears and they fell down my mother's eyes. But I can still hear the song mother was saying.
Back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is WFMU. We Stars. That's it, Sam. That's our Sam Cooke tribute. Pretty long. We don't usually go for the long jam kind of thing, but that is amazing. Yeah. The soul stirs nearer to the.
To all you folks testifying at home.
Yeah, I just don't think he was raping the woman. I think he was probably set up.
Yep.
And you know, this is really strange because when he died, he left somehow his master tapes and all his publishing went to Alan Klein.
What a fascinating historical wrinkle that is.
I mean,
the motivations of history.
Alan Klein is just obviously connected with some wise guys, so to speak. I mean, he managed the Rolling Stones for 18 months and ended up owning the masters for their first 18 albums and their publishing. Go figure, folks. So
he's a very influential man.
Yes.
Who I will not make fun of on the air.
For fear of death.
Yeah.
Fear of bad luck.
Anyway,
you got run over. It was bad luck.
We got some more. Dee Dee seems excited about this story. We're gonna let her do it.
She's gonna bubble effervescently for you all at home.
I'm happy. All right. Oops.
Yep.
Dee Dee, by the way, is wearing latex today.
Oh,
you
were
very fine in it.
There's another sight gag.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha. All right. This is for all you worried parents out there. Rumor of LSD tainted tattoos called hoax. And to start off with, I don't think that this is a hoax. Just the mere fact that they printed this in the paper probably means that it's sort of at least halfway true. But here's the story.
Does it have anything to do with the party favors at the High Times Christmas party?
This is probably where it started. Taken in by a hoax, parents, school officials, and doctors in New Jersey are warning children about what they have been led to believe is a new insidious drug hazard. But there is apparently no such threat, officials said. Ha ha. The story is that drug dealers are selling tiny pieces of paper and then, quote, tattoos, unquote, that have been soaked in LSD. These tattoos are said to be in the form of blue stars, or they are said to be stickers with cartoon characters intended to appeal to young children. Parents beware. Children are said to buy the stickers and put them in their mouths or on their skin and start to, you guessed it, hallucinate. Even worse, the story goes, some people have put the stickers on unsuspecting children. So a bunch of school kids running around hallucinating at school and not knowing why.
But it didn't really happen, right?
No, but the best quote in this whole story is a doctor who's quoted here as saying that there is no way that you can fit enough or, you know, soak that small a tab of paper with enough LSD to cause someone to hallucinate. Which
oh,
is
no.
Bullshit.
Take the challenge.
It's, yeah, I know. There, I stopped
it's
myself.
It's bullish, like the market.
The bull market, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, the stock's on that's going up high. But anyway, and especially we're talking about six-year-olds, those little minds that are so impressionable.
Yeah.
Well, that's the time. Maybe that might be the time to start doing
to
that
tune
stuff.
Tune in, turn on, and drop
when
out.
You have less bad stuff to that might pop out of the closet.
Yeah, you know, because you can get away with sitting around watching cartoons all day.
Yeah.
Nobody
right.
thinks it's unusual.
I say we go for it, you know?
Under 1926.
Anyway.
So there you have it.
It's a very poor practical joke, a federal official says in a box at the top
in
of the
a box.
Column.
The pull quote, as they call it in publishing.
It would have been a good practical joke if it was true.
Yeah. I think it is. Well, actually, they've traced these things back to a rock concert in Long Island. That's where they supposedly originated.
Northport, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
They're so rude. So, I mean, if you see these little blue star things wandering around, grab some, stick them on some kids, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Or mail them to WFMU, East Orange.
Anyway, our old buddy Hank Ballard was in town last week, and they were great, even without Billy Davis, who had to stay home on this trip, but they were fantastic. They had lots of great weird songs. And this made page 6 of the Post, because there are all sorts of weird famous celebrities there, including Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes, who was twisting away.
Yeah. Maybe now Hank will get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 4 ballots later.
Diane Sawyer. Robin
all my favorite rockers.
Robin Leach and Kathleen Turner were all there.
Really?
Not to mention Jeremy of the world famous Blue Jays, the Denster,
who Steve Bennett
didn't quite dance, but he almost moved once, at least long enough to get some popcorn off the bar. And they looked great, they sounded great, and next time they're in town, the greatest live show on earth, folks, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
And how was Spodiotti?
It's not bad, actually. You know, as far as horrible places go, it wasn't that crowded. It was
$2
crowded,
seltzer. It was a good $2 seltzer, you know?
Well, the trick was if you went through the kitchen and up the back stairs, there's a big celebrity lounge with a free open bar.
So and it made, two pool it, tables, I hear.
It made up for the two pool tables and grub and everything. So it made up for the $5 drinks. But, you know, I mean, it was okay. It's sort of a supper club vibe. But after the first set, the supper club crowd split, and then it was, you know,
There's plenty of room to
shimmy and camel walk.
Yeah.
Anyway, President Ronald Reagan is being urged by a Republican senator from Colorado, Senator William Armstrong, an evangelical Christian, to have Playboy banned in federal facilities, particularly military bases. Now think of those poor suckers out there on an aircraft carrier for 6 months on maneuvers. Come on. Anyway, our vibe meister, he's out on the he's on the road on his way to a gig in Poughkeepsie. So I guess
presumed drunk.
we'll go right into some vibology, and we'll break in should the vibe report come in. Bill Bruce picked this one up with his musical mentors, the Trog.
Thank you.
Stooges. The best rock and roll performers have always innately recognized that sound must lend itself to visualness, motions. The media must be mixed. Rock is sex and violence, and all the other unmentionables our parents only hinted about in the darkest, most silent corners. It is their deepest fears exposed in the loudest, freest way possible. Rock is revolution.
Roscoe.
Hello.
Yeah, there's an operator on the line?
Yeah,
okay, somehow it rang into me. You were still talking?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
What's up?
We're just figuring out the new board here.
Are we on the air?
You're on the air. We just faded out Open Up and Bleed as your little intro.
Oh, wow. That's nice. I just sat through the entire first MC5 album recorded live on New Year's Eve.
Kick out the jams.
That's the way to do your first album.
Yeah. We just lost...
the vibes?
No, I just lost my headphone volume, but it just came back. Anyway, what's going on?
Well, that's the vibe. That's sort of an overwhelming vibe. I've been riding around in a van with sunglasses on in the dark for the last hour, I guess.
Bewildering. Mm-hmm. On your way to a gig in Po-Town.
Po-Town. Outpatient heaven.
Yeah.
You know, people up there, they actually say stuff like, "Oh, I can't go out tonight. My dad's back."
So. Where are you right now, at a gas station?
The famous Floatsburg service area.
Floatsburg service area.
Yeah, you know, when you're on the thruway.
Yeah.
Heading up towards center for the Hoosits up there in Poughkeepsie.
The Hoosits.
Hoosits.
Center for Coeds at Vassar College.
Yeah, and they also have some, one of those big, you know, weapons building people, you know, like IBM or something. They got their offices up there.
Yeah, my uncle's a lawyer for them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So is that how you get your basketball tickets?
No. I just get drunk with them twice a year. So what was the vibe again? I forgot.
Well, the vibe was just that MC5 record. People should just have to deal with that every once in a while from start to finish. Even like the
Starship.
Sun Ra thing, you know. Yeah. Great.
So what you're encouraging is that people, you should kick out the jams, brothers and sisters.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it only takes 5 seconds to make up your mind.
Welcome back, Sonic.
Yeah,
I'm definitely part of the problem.
I got your message there, Bruce, and, well, I guess you guys should just continue to turn it up or turn it off. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. This is what we pay you for.
Right. Well,
I can I tell the folks what you said getting out of the cab? I think I actually played it earlier in the show, but I didn't, you know. Can we, or is this too, personal?
What? Oh, I guess you already played it, you know.
Yeah, but most people...
We laughed at it that night.
Must have recognized Roscoe's voice. You know, Roscoe is one of those people who goes through life with cartoon balloons over his head, and sometimes you just want to relive one a couple of times, something that just cracked me up. We were taking a cab to a party up at Nitro Nick's, and Roscoe... You want to say it, or should I?
I don't know.
Roscoe said...
Don't you have it on tape or something?
Yeah, but it's not cued.
Oh.
I played it, I didn't re-cue it.
I'd have to say it again. I think you could say it better than I could say it again.
Okay. Roscoe turned to me and said, "Hound, spot me a 20 in case there's some horny broad in there who has the self-respect to be wearing some high heels." It was... How'd it turn out? I got my 20 back before the end of the night.
Oh, well. Loud and lonesome.
I guess, you know, I just wasn't into the brown rice thing.
High heels and hairy legs.
Yep.
Okay, let's stop digging ditches here and why don't you guys play some records?
Yes, thank you, Roscoe.
I'm not going to have any fun ever again in my life.
Bye-bye. But that was an amazing thing to hear. It was just, not that, you know, I would ever say anything like that.
But might think it, though.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks.
Over and out. Roscoe, we salute you.
Before that, we had the Stooges with Open Up and Bleed, the Velvet Underground with a live What Goes On, Doug Yule's first gig, supposedly. The Birds with that other version of 8 Miles High, and the Trogs with I Want You, which the MC5 cover on their first album. It's a totally weird psychic connection. Wasn't planned. Just...
Oh, man. Oh, did you feel that? Wow.
Anyway.
Jeez.
This is WFMU starring...
Dennis Wilson again.
I'm the Hound.
He's after me.
We still have coming up a little bit later Who Killed Roy Orbison. And, blop into some more music.
There's an idea.
Yeah, we've been on mic way too long.
Stand still. Still. Telling you. didn't you?
What's got Adolf, Homer, Sweet Little Alice and the Headsperson, Paul, Pocahontas and the Greek Chorus, the Ethiopian Chef, Rafe and the Chesty Young Thing, Limehouse, Leonard Box, Gwendolyn, Ava Brown Jr., and Harry the Nimrod? Russ Meyer's up, that's what.
Hi, I'm Russ Meyer, your old bosom buddy from Hollywood, introducing my new flick, Russ Meyer's Up, a honey bucket of belly laughs and rollicking grown-up fun. And something for the ladies, too. Russ Meyer's up. Don't feel down. See up. It's humongous. Russ Meyer's up. Russ Meyer's up. Rated X.
We play ball, and that ain't all.
I'm Sandy.
And I love to get sent to the showers.
I'm Laura. For me, scoring is everything.
I'm Julie, and I'll do anything for a jock.
Locker Room Girls. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
That number, 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 that number,
gold. That baby worth a penny for gold. Oh, ho.
Special breed of woman. She knows where the good life is. The swinging models. In color. Exciting. Sensational. Utterly fantastic. She's one of the swinging models. And so am I.
And on the same program.
I'm Sabina.
Sabina.
I'm just 16.
Sabina.
My favorite way to travel is by thumb. And my most favorite word is yes.
Sabina. Yes, there's a name for a girl like that. And the name is Sabina. Sabina. You just have to meet her. In color.
May I say yes to you?
Both now rated R.
Say, man, what was that?
It was a thunderbird, baby. Down my street. She drives so crazy, don't she? Look so sweet. It was a thunderbird, baby. A thunderbird, baby. Yes, a thunderbird, baby. A real crazy baby. Wow, 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 wow,
wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, you know I can't get no sleep, cause he rush her pipes. Well, one day is I was stopping for the corner light. The police got in traffic, but not out of sight. It was a thunderbird, baby. A thunderbird, baby. Yes, a thunderbird, baby. A real crazy baby. Ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, 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 wow. They do me wrong, wow, they do me wrong, wow, they do me wrong. It had to happen. Be do be womp, thunderbird baby. Be do be womp, real crazy baby. If you want my love, get a thunderbird womp, thunderbird baby.
Hey, Joanne.
What is it, Harvey?
You know what? You're as beautiful tonight as you are in that movie you made, Teenage Playmates.
Thank you, Harvey.
I mean, you were my favorite teenage playmate of all.
I know, Harvey.
The things you did in that movie and the way you did them. Wow. I mean, it's like you're not the girl next door anymore.
I've grown up, Harvey.
I'll say you have. You know, between you and all your friends, Teenage Playmates is probably the most fun I've had at the movies in a long time.
Well, you're sure not going to see it on TV.
I'm really happy you wanted to come out with me tonight, because a girl who looks like you probably gets lots of offers.
I sure do, Harvey. So do me a favor.
What's that, Joanne?
Shut up and turn off the light.
Teenage Playmates, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, a Hemisphere Pictures release.
I saw a boy with a woman and a young man laying in the bed.
Yep, it's him. FM Louie Starring. Oh, where are we?
That was our buddy.
Oh, Foods, yeah.
Good timing.
That was our buddy Jack Starr there, the Crazy Rock. Oh, Butcher, what was it like? What's it like working with a legend like Jack?
It was really easy. It was challenging in all the right ways. Jack's a very fine performer and a hell of a professional.
Tell the folks exactly what happened. You got on stage, he was going to play lead guitar, and you were going to follow him, and he took his guitar off during the first song and never put it back on.
No, Jack's complaint was that he couldn't wear it because it was so long. It's that guy in the Rat Bastards guitar. And I guess it just didn't occur to Jack in the heat of battle that he could have adjusted the strap accordingly. Well, we rehearsed 2 days' worth of material, all of which just completely went out of his head when we hit the stage. So especially the second night that we played with him, we just kind of let the chips fall where
they oughta.
I've never seen such an aghast look on so many people at the one time. It got pretty out of hand.
Anyway. Well, we heard the Paramounts with Thunderbird Baby, Carl Perkins, Her Love Rubbed Off. I know I play that all the time, but it's an astounding record. Rex Garvin with Oh Yeah, The Rogues with Stop Then Rock. Anyhow,
you got a Sputnik.
A Sputnik. We got the food is here. I guess you know what we're gonna do. If I'm gonna eat now, we're gonna wait for. We won't do Who Killed Roy Orbison yet. We're gonna go into the delinquents set. Andy, the bartender's here. What's up with that?
Would you care to eat on mic there, Andy?
Let's just go back into this thing.
Play some music.
Yes, it's the time to eat with Kip Tyler. Think.
Or Kip Tyler in Montreal.
Hey!
because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
When I was nine, I started school. I knew it all, get the teacher, I didn't learn to go from music. I was born bad. I was born bad. Yeah, born bad. Yeah, I was born bad. I put a blue frog in the teacher's chair.
Suicide gang members overpowered a 16-year-old lad and dragged him into the alley. They beat his face into a pulp, murdered him, then took a 9-inch switchblade and cut his heart out for a souvenir. The police found him dead with a huge cavity cut into his chest. A group of teenage gang members steal into a mortuary and drag away a corpse in the middle of the night. They lay it on the table in the hideout and proceed to cut the body into pieces, just to see how it was put together. Two teenage boys beat up an 87-year-old man, kill him, for no other reason than his being too feeble to get out of their way in time. Thousands of teenagers rumbling, jitterbugging, bopping, indulging in promiscuous sex, crime, and delinquency. Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing, sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill, shooting heroin into the veins to live it up. 11 and 12-year-old girls staggering down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, dead drunk. Teenage girls selling their bodies for pennies. Teenage boys that are turning into homosexuals, bisexuals, and multisexuals. Teenage boys laying on rooftops vomiting, shaking from head to foot, sweating and convulsing. Too sick to work an angle to get money for drugs, and torn by the agony of a lifetime habit. A generation of pleasure lovers who spend all their pre-adult lives in a constant pursuit of thrills, sensations, and strange flesh.
Around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine. So I hit her again, then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said, "There's something about your fist that I can't resist." She said, "Okay, but I can't stay out late." I asked her how come as I swung my club around. Then I dragged her away without any delay. We were admiring the moon and the stars up above, when suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, "Shut your mouth and act your age." She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very
very nice of her to be so sweet. Now I protect my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains the way I handle my arm. Her mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me. Men admire me. Women long.
Its vacationing owners return and begin to set their home in operation. Nothing has been disturbed. But at the bottom of the cellar stairs, they find beautiful dead Connie. Connie, leader of the high school Hellcats. How did it happen? Was she murdered? What went on in that big house? See High School Hellcats. Also see on the same program Hot Rod Gang, the story of John Abernathy III. But he really goes for that music with a modern beat, Hot Rods and Lovely Lois. So here's a kid who just has to live a wild double life. Don't miss this thrilling new double feature, High School Hellcats and Hot Rod Gang.
Sam, he really good at getting people in a jam. Cause I'm a juvenile I'm so wild, but that's my style. Hey, Dolly Molly, I'm a juvenile. Wondered if I had a mom and dad, cause I'm a juvenile.
Sure, this picture is dynamite, but why pull punches when the danger is so great right here and now? So don't hide your head from the shocking facts. The teenage party, where anything goes for a thrill. The come-on girl, who is too young to be scared, too smart for her own good.
You make the big scene with me, and I'll let them know that you've got stashed under the front seat. Baby, 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 have yourself a time.
This is the bombshell story of our own teenagers, who they are, what they do, and why they become curfew breakers. Thank you.
pick that swinging chick over there?
Hey, baby! Here I am, your last chance!
Get lost, Treat!
Shut up, man. Let's just keep walking, huh?
But Harry, all I said was...
Shut up, man. Let's just keep walking.
Where are we walking to, Harry?
Tonight's the night, man. Tonight's the night. Cause the blood will flow like a water. Heads will be planted on the ground. But we're all in a street like tonight. Here on the east side of town. The shouts are gonna cut the dragon sound. Now the shouts are a mean and deadly outfit. And the dragons don't know what they're headed for. But they'll find out tonight as we catch them in a fight. Down around the back of the restore. We're gonna cut them down and even on the score. Look, there's Louis Dunn! Heads will be cracking on the ground, but we're all in a street fight tonight, here on the east side of town. And them dragons don't know what they're headed for. But they'll find out tonight as we catch them in a fight. Down around the back of Louis' store. We're gonna cut them down and even up the score.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
I knew I'd find all these buttons sooner or later. This is the Hound. And we're back from our... little magical visit to the Harris Diner.
Mm-hmm.
And
a delicious one, by the way.
Who was that? Phil Campos and
Andy
Street Fight. We heard Ronnie Allen with Juvenile Delinquent, Randy Luck with I Was a Teenage Caveman, Jack Starr with Born Bad. He was. You know who was in some porn movies and stuff?
Really? I didn't get a chance to talk to him about that. I really didn't get a chance to talk to him about anything.
Well, you spoke musically to each other.
Well, it got to the point, and this is something that's getting very familiar with me and the band I play with, the A-Bones, where you get to the point where you're not so much playing the music as it's playing you, you know?
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize you were so deep. And we opened up with Kip Tyler and Rumble Rock.
Me and Robert Fripp, you know?
If you like that sort of junk, the album Teenage Riot on the the Atomic Passion label is a good one to get.
And that set goes out to the guy that called up with the demon. When you get it back from Michigan, you should bring it by the station 3 to 6 on Saturdays. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Mopar forever, bro.
We'll take it for a ride. We'll give it a test spin for you. Anyway, so we're going to do this Who Killed Roy Orbison, right? Well, he died. What's there to say? He couldn't look any worse for the wear.
Yeah, I've got a couple of theories about
this. He died with a full head of hair.
Yeah, he died with a full head of hair and a face that looked like pudding. But, I mean, that guy saw like about 50 people's worth of tragedy in his life. And once things got going, I guess it's just his heart couldn't stand it anymore. All those good groovy vibrations and hanging around with Jeff Lynne and stuff.
Well, it could be he was worked to death. We're going to have to investigate.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
That angle.
The other thing that...
Or he was murdered.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that occurs to me, especially having one slow evening watched this really dumb sitcom with Jay Godfrey that had Roy Orbison as a guest star playing a person from another planet, that unworldly vibe that Roy, you know, that's so familiar to Roy fans everywhere, might kind of point in the direction that he might have been recalled to his home planet, so he did not, in fact, die, and he may come back later.
Mm.
Anything's possible. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Dee.
He was kind of the E.T. of rock and roll.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, human beings don't sing like that.
Speaking of which, are we getting invited to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year or not?
If we don't get actual invitations, we'll just crash it.
Three hits of acid from the High Times party for it.
Then that'll be the perfect
I am the new Mike
it.
Love.
Good. Someone's got to be there and do that. But I just want to...
Woody Guthrie, that guy with the guitar?
Andy Schwartz is working there. He asked me if I would lead in Stevie Wonder and then changed his mind.
Because you got to lead him in a run, as you were saying before.
Yes.
I would just want to confirm what Bruce just said about the otherworldly elements of Roy Orbison. As you know, our Spin's Alter publication, you know, the...
Right.
The
one of the
Yeah, the little one. We were going to do a Traveling Wilburys cover, but now it's going to be a Roy Orbison tribute. So they dug out all these old tapes from the last, well, this isn't actually that old. It's like from September, the last interview that Roy did.
Is that the comeback before this comeback?
Yeah, that was this comeback.
Okay.
Yeah, the beginning of his comeback. But he does.
Now that he's dead, he could really come back big.
We have like Easter all
over
again.
Best career move you can make.
He's quoted, the interviewer asked him, it seems like you especially, with wearing the black and the sunglasses, that the whole bit, it was more somebody who seemed sort of otherworldly or something. And Roy's response is, yeah, yeah. So there you have it.
See, he admitted it, folks.
He is...
Roy Orbison is from Jupiter.
Yeah, it's Jupiter's a lot like Las Vegas, I think, except the gravity's heavier and everything's bigger.
And there are bayous on Jupiter, which really proves the point. He was
More evidence. Yeah. So that's it. Roy Orbison is not dead. He's alive and back home on Jupiter.
So there's not a new star twinkling in the heavens.
There you go, folks.
Proof positive.
You heard it here first.
What about the happy theory, Bruce?
That's another one.
Yeah.
But I like this one better.
And also
anyway,
killed.
We can shut up and investigate the musical evidence here. We got some Roy Orbison records queued up. This first one is a good one. This is the very first version of Ooby Dooby before it got to Sun. He put it out on the Jewel label. Yes, Bruce?
That's the other thing I wanted to say is this guy was the most effing amazing guitar player, and it's something that none of the obituaries or anything have spoken to. I mean, in this weird gatefold record here, got Sam Phillips saying what a wild guitar player the guy was. He was sensational.
He plays a couple of solos on that... Cinemax special.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't see that one.
If you can get by the fact that Bruce Springsteen is in every shot, he plays some great guitar. Yeah. Anyway, let's shut up and play it.
Judge for yourself,
hey,
folks.
Hey, the Jewel version of Ooby Dooby. When you do the Ooby Dooby, I'm just gonna be there. Ooby Dooby, Ooby Dooby.
Thank you. Sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent
Roy Orbison.
Thank you, Roy.
Okay.
Welcome to my house.
Thank you, Don. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, how you been doing?
Doing fine.
Overseas, on tour lately?
Just got back from England.
Yeah.
And doing fine. I wonder if you remember the advice you gave me many years ago.
I gave you advice?
Yes, you did.
What did I tell you?
You said if I'd lower my voice and change my name, I might make it.
Oh, what a blow. I'm sorry. Hey, don't lower your voice and don't change your name. It's all good, man. Hey, listen, I'd like to kind of make up for that by maybe with a little tribute to you by honoring you by singing one of your... I don't know how to work. You got me nervous now. I didn't mean to say that. Hey, let's do one of your songs, okay?
Okay.
Can I sing a little bit with you?
Yes, you can.
I just do a little bit, okay? Because
right.
I can't hit them good high notes you do.
Standing all alone.
I thought that I was over you, but it's true.
Got the down. I'm gonna get some real gone love that'll ride a cool cat wild. Gonna move, roll and ride on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. show you ain't so hot. I'm gonna get what you ain't got. She'll be sweet, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and twice as gone. Got a roll, moving right on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move on down the line. Gonna get me a gal that'll make you dine. Can't be spied, can't be broke. Oh, the wind starts cutting down. Go, go, go. Well, my heartbeat is gone and wild because of you, my problem child. Oh, baby, don't be running wild. Don't call yourself, don't be a problem child. Well, a cat's got nine lives, I've got one. But that life's done, that's all my fun. Oh, baby, don't be running wild. Control yourself, don't be a problem child. Oh, well, I do believe through my soul you're out of control of this rock and roll. Oh, baby, don't be running wild. Yourself, you're a problem child. Well, I do believe to my soul you're out of control of this rock and roll. Oh, baby, don't be running wild. Control yourself, you're a problem child. Well, don't you see this shaking spree is bound to be the death of me. Oh, baby, don't be running wild. Control yourself, you're a problem child.
Back in the jungle.
Yep, it's the Helm saying goodbye to Roy Orbison with a whole mess of tunes. Problem Child, Go Go Go, Dream Baby, a live version of Crying with that amazing reprise. Courtesy of Bill Bruce here, who cleaned it off.
Yeah, no, it's courtesy of Double R.
Oh, right.
See,
and also
bong water on it.
Pretty Woman live version of that with Johnny Cash, if you can. Pretty hard to hear it, but it was worth it.
Yeah, it goes out to all you people that are having trouble getting the station to begin with.
Right. In Dreams.
I think we lost a few of you on that one.
Domino, the demo for Claudette, which he wrote for the Everly Brothers. Chicken Hearted, the instrumental version of that. And opened up with Ooby Dooby. And let's see, what is there to say?
Well, I would say that the Grim Reaper possibly signed up one of the best acts of all on this one.
Yep.
Since he signed up Elvis to that exclusive contract.
And there'll be one child born.
Well,
so that's just about wraps
it up.
My
new favorite dead guy.
Glorious is up next. I'd like to thank Andy the bartender, Dee Dee from Spin, Yo Bruce, who doesn't have a gig this week, the Sun Rhythm Section tonight, the Lone Star,
yep.
And the Senior Benefit Tuesday at CBGB's, the Soul Assassins at the Big Kahuna Sunday, and that just about wraps it up next week.
Don't worry, be happy.
Love works. Love's gone.
soul.